are we really a great wee country? Talking about Northern Ireland now. Or is Northern Ireland on the downward slide towards political stagnation, economic downturn, restricted opportunities for young people? Dame Mary Peters has expressed her frustration with the political situation. She spoke out while attending an event with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge in Belfast last night.
I wish we could get our politicians back doing something in Northern Ireland. This is the best wee country in the world, and I hate to say it, stagnating, because it's not moving on.
Meanwhile, the DUP MP Ian Paisley has accused the Children's Commissioner and an education expert of talking Northern Ireland into the gutter. He made the comments at a Westminster committee hearing into school funding, which was taking evidence from Kula Yasuma and Sir Bob Salisbury.
I feel you're talking my country down.
I'm trying to be as honest.
I've only been in the room 20 minutes, but I must say, I feel you've talked Northern Ireland right into the gutter. Congratulations. Yeah. If I was a child listening to this, I'd be depressed listening to you two.
But Sir Bob, who's conducted reviews of Northern Ireland's education system, defended his evidence to the committee.
There is, despite what Mr. Paisley says, a long rump of underachievement in Northern Ireland, and many children are not getting the qualifications and the start in life that they deserve. We can bury our heads in the sand and try to convince ourselves that the problem doesn't exist, but we can also try and do something about it.
Well, the Ulster Unionist Party's Jim Rogers. Councillor Rogers, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Always nice to hear from you, Jim.
Always nice to speak to you, Stephen.
The political blogger David McCann is with us. Good morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And you're from, of course, the Sligo Tool website. So, Jim, our great wee country, how great is it?
Well, despite our many problems, I think Northern Ireland is a wonderful country. We have difficulties, make no mistake about it, no assembly and executive up and running. But if you compare us with many other countries, not just throughout the British Isles, but Europe or in the world, we're right up there. Now, I know people are going to say, talk sense, Jim. I judge this on the people who come to Belfast and visit our wonderful City Hall. I'm talking about the 100-odd cruise ships that were in Belfast in 2018.
I never go into the town, right? I had to go into the town yesterday to buy a pair of jeans, okay?
Yes.
And I thought Belfast was beautiful. And I had one of those moments yesterday where sometimes you become so used to a place that you're not seeing what's in front of you. And whatever happened, the sun was shining, and I looked at our City Hall and I looked around it and I just thought, this city is beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Well, I can't disagree with you, and thousands of people would say exactly the same. Sometimes we run down our country, but whenever I heard Dame Mary Peterson, can I congratulate her on this award that she got yesterday? Richly deserved, a wonderful woman who recently undergone heart surgery, and she really sells our country, despite her not being born here. She was brought up in Liverpool, but came across here whenever she was quite young, and there's no one better at telling people how great Northern Ireland is and the city of Belfast.
Well, and yet she's frustrated.
Yes, and
with the political situation here.
I can understand that, just like a lot of people who are frustrated, they're annoyed, they're upset, they're disappointed, but eventually we'll get there. You make no mistake about it.
How great is this place, David?
I think I wouldn't put on my rose-tinted spectacles. I mean, look, I'm very proud of where I'm from. I'm a proud Belfast man. I'm a proud Northerner. I'm a proud Irishman. I'm very proud of the same, much like yourself, Stephen. When I was down at City Hall the other day, I was actually marvelling at just how beautiful it was, and just when the weather was great, it was fantastic. But however, when I go back to MPs, these comments, there are real problems here. Economically, we're not up there. There are some regions of East Germany which had 70 years of communist rule who are now economically ahead of Northern Ireland. Okay, it is a fool's game to believe that we're dead last in the UK in terms of economic growth. We've got some of the highest deprivation rates, and it's not about talking the place down. When you're criticising it, you're trying to make it better. And the first step in solving any problem is first recognising that there is one. It's not dismissing expert opinion. It's not dismissing people when they come with problems. You can be proud of a place. I mean, at the end of the day, Stephen, if you didn't care about the place, you'd just shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, sure, who cares? you wouldn't bother. It's when you raise criticism, it's about saying that this can be better, our education system can be better. We don't have to be dead last in economic growth. We don't need to have these levels of deprivation. We don't need to have some of the health problems that we have. We can make this better, and it's a question of, again, getting the political leadership there and getting some of the right economic conditions to make
but
that happen.
But there is so much bickering in political circles here. And mm-hmm. there's so much them and us
yeah.
is a new generation of, you know, householders. Is a new generation in Northern Ireland just being brought down, depressed, angered, rather than smiling about this place and the opportunity that's here.
Yeah, but Stephen, I think a lot of householders are going to be struggling with their bills. A lot of householders do have lots of those problems. You know, you were talking about education there at the top of this item. You know, if you're trying to get your kid into a good school and you can't, or that school is potentially failing your child, we've had some principals here, Stephen. You've covered this on your program, asking parents for money for things like toilet roll. Like, you know, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to just put rose-tinted spectacles on and just say, oh, well, everything's fine? You know, it's only when you recognise that there are real problems and not doing what Ian Paisley appears to be doing, burying his head in the sand and actually addressing those issues.
Jim?
I want to come back to what Sir Bob Salisbury said. He said there's a long rump of underachievement in education in Northern Ireland. Now, I was a long-serving member of the Belfast Education Library Board. In fact, for 23 years as a councillor, I was chairperson, I was vice-chairperson, I served on many of its committees, I've been a member of three schools' boards of governors. Yes, there is underachievement, but there's also underachievement in other parts of the British Isles, and whether it be down south, whether it be England, Scotland or Wales. But we've got educationalists coming across from England, especially looking at our education system. Yes, it can be improved, but we've got some of the best school principals, teachers, support staff and pupils that you'll find anywhere. And you only have to look at the exam results and look at the young people who have gone to university and how well they have done. So I know Bob is living in Northern Ireland now, but he wasn't brought up here, and I feel he just went over the top a little bit. But in saying all that, we can do better. There's always room for improvement, Stephen, no matter what field that we're in. But I'm a great supporter of Northern Ireland, will continue to be, and especially the city of Belfast.
I think Kieran wants to speak to you, Jim. Go ahead, Kieran. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Jim.
Good morning, Kieran.
You're not a country man.
No, I'm not.
You're a stagnated region.
What are you talking about?
At the end of the day, it's not a country, is it? We Northern Ireland, it's not a country.
Oh, for goodness sake, can we not even have a discussion without getting into that?
No, but I'm only saying these, Stephen, like, there's Jim here going on there and buffing and buffing and buffing. What I'm trying to say to Jim is this here, six counties, like, what the size is Jim?
Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. Thankfully it is. Furthermore, we have a population.
I know, man, Jim. Can I just say something?
I've heard you on this Nolan program before,
yes,
trying to make out that Northern Ireland is not a country. It most certainly is.
No, Jim, you're wrong. You see, it's not my country. You see, I live in a 32 country. 32 county country.
Yes, but here we are trying to have a discussion this morning about, you know, tourism and infrastructure,
yes, Stephen,
and all of that, and it comes back to this.
Down to Burn Loan for a day out, and if Jimmy's up for it and you are up for it, I will take you at my expenses.
Me?
I will take you and
me,
Jim,
you
Jimmy
and
Bryson down to Burn Loan for a day out.
Me, you and Jimmy Bryson in a car together? I'd rather go to hell. Here's Jackie
Stephen,
in Belfast. Good morning,
lady,
Jackie.
And I'll take Eve and Jim there.
I'll not be going anywhere near you in a car with Bryson. Follow
Why
his
not?
Logic or not. Good morning, Jackie. Why not, he says. Have you got a week for me to tell you?
No,
good morning.
No,
no, no, no.
On there now for a minute.
No, I'll be passing nothing on.
Why not? I'll show you the 32 counties of Ireland.
You'll be showing me nothing, and Bryce will be showing me nothing either. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Never heard the like of it in your life. Your worst nightmare being stuck in a car with those two.
Well, Stephen, strangely enough, and
Zippy and Ironside.
Coincidentally enough, I was coming on with exactly the same statement as your last caller.
What?
That Ireland, the North, is not, never has been, historically or geographically, a country.
We are trying to have a discussion this morning.
I know, but...
And not a deep political discussion. We're trying to have a discussion this morning about what towns, what cities within Northern Ireland have you seen that you like? And yes, if you want to talk about Ireland too, of course you can talk about there too. But do we have to get into this fight about what's a country and what's not?
But it's not a fight. Geographically and historically, we are part of Ireland. Now, politically, we're part of
yes.
the UK.
But is there any...
That.
Okay.
We're a region within the UK.
Okay, so in your Ireland, okay, across the island of Ireland, where's the most beautiful place to travel? And
in
why?
My opinion.
And why?
The Dingle Peninsula. But without any question.
The Dingle... Without. I honestly am not winding you up. I've never heard of it either. I am so ignorant. The Dingle Peninsula.
It's the most westerly part of Europe. And it is just one big beach all the way round.
That's called the Dingles.
There's mountains and lakes and everything there.
Have you been there, Jim, in your Speedos?
No, I was there many years ago. Yes, it's nice, but you can't beat the Giant's Causeway.
Yes.
And Port Rush and Port Stewart. If we're talking here about Northern Ireland, absolutely beautiful. And that's why thousands of visitors go there every year from many parts of the world. I think it's wonderful, and it's getting even better. And with the Open Golf Championships coming in July, that's going to be absolutely fantastic, not just for that region, but for the whole of our wonderful country of Northern Ireland.
David McCann?
Well, I can't believe you've never heard of the Dingle Peninsula.
I haven't.
Stephen, you should do yourself a favour. Get on the train. I know you were saying about the train. Get the train from Belfast to Connolly, then get the Lewis across to the other train station in Dublin. Get the train from Dublin down to Cork, and you will see the beauty of this island. Honestly, it's stunning, so I'd recommend that. The other thing is, just on this thing, I actually agree with your other two callers about Northern Ireland not being a country. We're part of the United Kingdom. But in terms of where do we go? Again, the electorate have a role to play here because we elect our politicians. You know, Northern Ireland is not North Korea. We do elect the Assembly. We do elect politicians to make decisions or not form governments, as has been the case in the last 2 years. So again, the electorate, if you want to improve these things that we've talked about, again, the electorate need to think about the decisions that they're making or either maybe put some pressure on respective, on some parties to actually get back and actually agree a deal to restore devolution.
What's Galway like?
I have never been to Galway.
Galway is a beautiful city. Lovely.
Salt Hill especially. I love Salt Hill, Stephen. I think it's a very nice resort. And
well, you're not talking
there.
Connemara then as well. In fact, Stephen, anywhere in the west of Ireland, from Dingle all the way up to Donegal, anywhere in the west of Ireland is beautiful. For some of the you who obviously can't navigate too well, just go to the left and you'll hit somewhere in the west of Ireland.
And don't forget, Stephen, the mountains of Mourne that sweep down to the sea and the town of Newcastle in Northern Ireland.
You just can't
absolutely
leave Northern Ireland,
beautiful.
Jimbo, can you?
Oh, no, look, I'm not sectarian, I'm not
yes.
bigoted. I believe in giving credit where credit's due, whether it's in the Republic of Ireland, whether it's England, Scotland, Wales, or on the continent.
What you're not telling us about, because a wee birdie told me you like your trips to Magaluf, Jim.
No.
A wee birdie's told me.
I like the island of Mallorca. It's one of my favourite holiday resorts, but I don't go to Magaluf. Those days are over. I may have been there whenever it was in my 20s, but unfortunately those days have long since gone.
Club 18 to 30, Jimbo?
Absolutely. The 18 to 30 club. Absolutely brilliant. And I know you were part of it for a while, but what, you're over 40 now, so I don't know which club you're involved with.
I'm 46 in August.
Maybe Manchester United, that's the only club.
No, I've dropped them. I've told you, I've moved to Liverpool now.
I don't believe that for one moment.
I'm telling you.
They still allow you to work out a cell for it.
Yes.
My goodness, I must tell some of your Man United friends what you're saying now.
If I went
following the Anfield Reds.
If I went down.
So you're a fair weather supporter?
Yeah, no, absolutely I am.
You're probably right.
If I went,
you wouldn't know whether a ball was blew up or stuffed up.
So if I went down to Galway, what would I experience, seriously? Because I want to start to get away a wee bit more. What would I experience in Galway, Jim? Can anybody tell me? What would
Galway's
I see?
Galway's a modern city. Modern university city.
I don't want to...
Plenty of crack, all that. I don't care about
the university. What would I see? Like what? What would I do in Galway?
And guest houses.
There's what?
There's some lovely hotels and guest houses. There's good nightlife, because I know you like partying the early hours of the morning.
Nope.
So you'll get all of that in Galway, and especially in Salt Hill.
Wayne, at one point. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Stephen. I thought this conversation was about how great Northern Ireland was. Well, and regarding even education, well, something somebody tell me basically is we have substandard education, we have substandard basically hospital facilities. Basically, we have a government that doesn't even honour financial agreements to their own communities. So, can somebody tell me what is so wonderful about it? When the only thing good about it is the politicians line their pockets while everybody suffers, and there's even people in the hospital that can't give care packages to go home and see their loved ones. So tell me what is so wonderful about it. Children can't get educated, can't get the facilities to even go to the bathroom, but it's a wonderful place to live.
Can I take you up on the health issue? No matter where you go today, in the British Isles, you will find problems with our health service. Long waiting lists, whether it's for an operation or whether it's to be dealt with.
I'll tell you what, Jim.
Don't keep knocking over the island. It's a wonderful job our health workers do.
I'll tell you what, Jim. You'll have to go long and far to find anywhere else where there's no government trying to fix it.
Well, it's rather unfortunate, but you know the reason. As far as Sinn Féin's concerned, it's their never-ending demands. And as far as my party, the Ulster Unionists, are concerned, there's no way we're prepared to go into an assembly, an executive, whilst the Irish language is still on the table. And who's going to pay for all these things?
Okay.
Sinn Féin are more interested in bankrupting Northern Ireland.
So the Ulster Unionist Party won't go into government if Irish language is even talked about while it's on the table. While it's on the table.
No, no, let me clarify. We are very much against what they're looking for in an Irish language act.
I think Vinny has something
to pay for all these things.
I think Vinny has something to say to you.
Kind of going back to the earlier topic, Jim, and all these places in Northern Ireland, that's what the wee show on Monday night's about. So maybe me and you should go somewhere for a wee day trip, a wee mini break. Would you be up for that, Jim Rogers?
His new show.
Absolutely.
And Nicola, don't forget Nicola.
See, this is where his new show comes in, Jim. What it's all about is you take two people who care about each other.
Yes, and I care about Jim.
And you each choose a city or a town anywhere.
Yes.
And you plan a day out for each other, Jim.
Yes.
Where would you take me, Jim?
Stephen, you remember the day that you talked about you and me going out for a day? Never ever happened.
Are you trying to chat me up, big boy?
Oh, no. You're the last person I'd want to chat up.
Don't you be flirting with me now, Jim.
Now, be careful what you say.
Don't you be doing it. See you all tomorrow. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, David. Thanks for your company today. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter. If you sent me a Snapchat,
Radio Nolan.
Thank you. Bye bye, everyone.